USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Republican and a Democrat lawmaker leave the safety of the United States and travel to Afghanistan unannounced Tuesday. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A pair of House lawmakers have made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan. Representatives Peter Meyer, a Republican from Michigan, and Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Massachusetts, traveled to Kabul on Tuesday to conduct oversight of the evacuation operation. In a joint statement, the two veterans said they'd conducted their trip in secret and didn't announce it until they'd left the country, so as to reduce the risk of disruption to the operations on the ground. The Washington Post, first reporting the trip, added that the pair spent less than 24 hours in country. In their statement, the congressman added that after seeing the situation, they did not believe the evacuations can be completed by the August 31st deadline.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled against the Biden administration Tuesday and is demanding the Remain in Mexico immigrant program be put back into law. The vote was 6-3. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy. When at the pharmacy, picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The pandemic continues to disrupt commerce throughout the world. Shopping early is the key to avoid the repercussions of closing ports and other bottlenecks in the system. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
It might not be a bad idea to do your Christmas shopping sooner rather than later. Experts saying the ongoing pandemic-related supply shortage and transportation issues worldwide are making it hard for global manufacturers to get their products to store shelves. Many think it could be next year before shipping and transportation issues are sorted out. Due to the fast-spreading Delta variant, supply chain issues could potentially worsen if shipping companies or ports are forced to close down.
The Naked Baby Boy from Nirvana's 1991 album Nevermind is suing the band and Cobain estate for child sexual exploitation. Spencer Eldon says his legal guardians did not consent to the image being used. He's seeking $150,000. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Alabama doctor will no longer see patients that are not vaccinated starting in October. Doctors refusing to see patients raises all kinds of questions, legally and morally. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Dr. Jason Valentine, a physician at Diagnostic and Medical Care Infirmary Health in Mobile, Alabama, recently posted a photo on his Facebook page showing him next to a sign that says, quote, effective October 1st, 2021, Dr. Valentine will no longer see patients that are not vaccinated against COVID-19, close quote. Valentine saying he's currently in the process of mailing a letter to patients about his decision. He posted a copy of that letter online. As far as the legality of a doctor denying patients service, Quentin Brogdon is with Crane, Brogdon, and Rogers. He tells USA Radio News.
As far as I know, under the law, Tim, there's nothing that per se prevents a physician from terminating or even failing to start a patient relationship as long as it's not due to discriminatory reasons such as age, sex, race, sexual orientation, religion, or national origin. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 keeps doctors from denying service for those inappropriate reasons. But otherwise, doctors can deny care as long as, you know, a patient is not in an emergency scenario.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.